for refreshments. So no need to get out early, you know. So if you had a little time to think, what are your expectations for this week? And we may have to revise the program somewhat. So as you stand, now by the time the week's over, we want everybody to know everybody else. And who knows, the last night we may have a contest and give a special award to the person that can name every other person in the room here. So we need to get started getting acquainted early. So as you stand, before you give your expectation, give your name. And there'll be time later on to say other things that you want to say. I think that in this week, if I were going to put a theme on it, I would say that never have so few had so much to say with so little time to do it. So everybody's not going to be able to say everything. Now, last time we had a conference, we tried what we called 2-minute introductions, and we gave everybody an outline and said, my name is, you know, this, I was associated with the Navigators then, and I was married, and I have these children, grandchildren. And everybody that got up went through the outline, said in effect, well, now that I have the mic, so added another 30 minutes to the two. Well, we hope that during the week, both in these meetings and in the smaller groups, that everybody will say the most important thing that you want to say this week. And won't we be rich having heard the most important thing that this many people have to say? Now, I'm kind of stalling here till I get ready, but who's ready to stand up and introduce yourself and then say what your expectations are for this week? Richard.
I'm Richard Duvall. I'm Phyllis, my wife. And I think I would like to hear just a sketch of each person's ministry, what they've been doing, and then the things that God has shown them that have enhanced their ministries later in the later years of life, where we have wisdom to go along with knowledge and feel we sort of know more what we're doing than we would have earlier in life.
Thank you, Dick. One of the things I'm looking forward to is all the father and son stories that Al Inglis is here. Where's Al?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, here's Al back here. Well, Al was led to Christ by Dick DeLong.
Right.
And how many years have elapsed? How many times have you seen him in the last 30 years or 40 years or so?
Well, I think the last time I saw him, this is how many people feel is what my expectations, because I dreamed about seeing Dick DeLong. I was his first soul. I said that, I think, last evening. I confirmed it with him. I said, is it true that I was your first soul? If that's true, is the boss wasn't sure I could handle it all. And I never forget. When I went to 51 years, my wife and my children. See, last reunion, I celebrated my 50th birthday spiritually. And this was an ideal navigator scenario on my salvation, because I came to 33 cert line, So I hadn't seen, I think the last time I was conscious of it was in the Merritt home, Long Beach. At that time, Dick sang a song, Why Does He Love Me So? And he didn't even remember doing that. But it sure impressed me. In fact, I like the way he sang.
Okay, Dick, we're looking for specials here. Marge Schell is Marge Schell said today, you know, she's going to line up some. And, well, she doesn't know very many people. Marge, okay, here's Dick DeLong. You made a note of that, didn't you? Okay. Those that have come here come from Florida to Alaska on one line and from upper New York to San Diego on the other. We've got a pretty long cross there. Al Coleman, who used to be aboard the USS West Virginia, is here from Alaska. And as we were talking Sunday, he said, now, who was the person that first took me to Dawson Trotman's home there in Long Beach? And we went over a few names and couldn't recall. And I can't remember just who was there or what years. But today, as I came on the Glen, here was Al. Harold Lindenmeyer, and he said, this is the man. So the man that took him to Dawson's home and later led him to Christ, they're sitting back here together this evening. So I'm looking forward to finding out more things that happened. Actually, this year, we're privileged to be able to go back beyond the navigators. And many of you have heard about the Minutemen. Well, we have one of the original Minutemen, John Squires, who is here, and we're going to hear from him later on. And the person that discipled him was Louis Bardwell, also one of the Minutemen. And he's not here, but one of his relatives is here. And so he was telling at dinner tonight how much he appreciated Louis following up. And then Sam said, and I appreciate the way you followed me up, too. So we've got three generations there with, four really, Dawson, Louis, John, and Sam Galt back here. So those are going to be interesting things to get acquainted with. It. Well, who's next? Will you introduce yourself, and what are your expectations? Al is a volunteer up at the Victory Bible Camp in Palmer, Alaska. Okay? Doing. I'm trying to make notes of the expectation, and I think I missed it here. Kathleen, we're glad you could make it this time.
Well, recently, I helped my little 9-year-old granddaughter pack him as he goes to camp. I was loading the suitcase and everything on the tractor of one of the persons. He had what was going to pull up there. And she gave me a pack. John Streeter, that Paul mentioned, I went on to Wheaton College, and you've probably heard Doss tell a story. It was John Streeter who introduced Dawson to Billy Graham while he was a student back at Wheaton College. And there's a letter in the box, Paul, from Carol Streeter, saying they regret they couldn't come. John had a stroke about a year or so ago, but he's getting along well, but there's a letter from him back there in the box. And we've been twisting Pete Lowe, the other man you mentioned, his arm. He lives in Salt Lake City. He's a retired attorney. And I thought he was going to be here. He promised me over the phone that he would come, but I don't see him yet.
Ha 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 ha!
Well, I think our program is pretty well oriented towards what you have said here. Marjorie Gould, the wife of the widow of Bill Gould, was registered. But I don't know what she'd been reading in the paper, but she'd been reading about the heat wave. And she lives in Seattle, and she said, I just decided I couldn't take that heat. So she canceled out because of the heat. And, Zag, how long have you been married? Introduce your new wife to us. I want to mention that most of us are 3 years older than we were, but Zag appears to be 3 years younger than he was 3 years ago. Thank you. There are letters in the box from both the princes and Harry Greenville are in the box back there for you to read. Harry is in his middle 80s, and he said he couldn't come just for health reasons. Okay? Harry LeGroff and then Bill Fletcher here. Harold, introduce your wife to us here. When we were putting the reunion together 3 years ago, we were looking for names of contacts, and Harold was always very businesslike, and I knew he kept a record of everybody that visited the home. So I got in touch with Harold and said, do you still have those lists of names of people that came in your home? And he said, yes, he did. And I said, well, we would like to get some names from it. And he said, well, I'll be glad to help you with it. He said there are between 25 and 26,000 on that list. Some of you heard us mention that 3 years ago. And he said, now, of course, some of them might have been duplicates. They might have been there more than once. But who in the room here was in the home while Harold and Belva rented in Honolulu? Well, Harold, this is a large part of your family that is here tonight. So we are just a few of that 26,000. And Harold is very special to my wife and I because he performed our wedding ceremony out in Honolulu. Okay, Bill Fletcher.
Pastor out of the Denver area, I said my wife is going to be back. Well, I won't be preaching for 2 weeks. Some of you are not pastors.
one of the letters in the box back there, you know, in your spare time, I hope you'll look at them, is from Lester Spencer. It was written several months ago, and I had asked for suggestions for the program this year, and I think he's the only one that sent one. And he said, well, in previous reunions, we've been looking back. He said, I think we should look forward. And he listed about 12 things that we should look for opportunities to serve the Lord and to pioneer in the days ahead. So his letter's back there, and we know what his expectations would have been if he had been here and not look back, but to look forward at what he can do. Okay? Bob?
The word reinforcement comes to me as an expectation. The fact that things that we learn, principles that we not taught, something biblical, packages put together, and without perhaps for many of us the formal education or theological training, the principles we've had, Bible study, memorization, perhaps that's an old technique, made a tremendous foundation in my life and still in yours. And talking back to us to be reinforced, because we are in ministry, we set out and we do things according to motivation, nothing wrong with that. But talking back to the testimony about assurance that those things that settled us when we found ourselves, when we surrendered ourselves to Christ, the basic principles that we need today and can repeat again in our own ministry. So I look forward to being here.
My wife, Marion, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Father Mark, I didn't give you my name either.
Harold mentioned among those he prayed for that are in Operation World was Wycliffe. So how many others besides Bob are a part of the Wycliffe organization that are here tonight?
And my wife, too.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more coming before the week's over. We generally have a large constituency from Wycliffe. I think that was Dawson Trotman's favorite mission. I think he plugged that more than any other. And so there was a real influx of people he was in touch with. Lila expects to be here at least a couple of times during the week if she's able. She has had a deterioration of the cartilage in her hip. And I talked to her on the phone last night, and she said yesterday was the worst day that she had had, that the bones are actually rubbing together like sandpaper. So she was going in to see the doctor today for an evaluation, and if she can possibly make it, why, she'll be out to have at least a couple of meals with us. But she said this was one of the biggest disappointments of the year, and she wasn't able to be here full time. So let's pray for Lila in these days of evaluation and the surgery. On Wednesday night, we have arranged to have a telephone hookup, or that we can all call somebody and talk to them from the auditorium here. And I want to call Ed Goodrick and Les Spencer, and you'd be thinking of somebody else you'd like to call. Okay?
My name is Louis Stanley. This is my wife, Sharon Stanley. I think about 10 years off of my life, she has 10 to hers. And we're pretty close to the same age. Get me into the United States Navy and ask the wrong person
There's several here from the West Virginia. How many of you remember Earl Balcom? He was a signalman by radio. Yeah. There's a letter in the box from the Nolans who wanted to be here but couldn't. And Louis and Sharon, there's a letter from the Newmans over there. Sorry they couldn't come in the box too. Okay, Al? Hey, John.
I'm not a navigator. That's a minute man. Perhaps, and I'm glad to be here. I'm John Squires. I like being in the rabbit. Perhaps I'm responsible in a small way for the program that you undertook when you became a navigator. Dawson tried it on about that. As a minute man, he thought it was going to work. And he thought it was good enough. Worked enough for the minute that it would certainly work with the navigator. But as I sat here and listened to you, I thought what a wonderful support you are. And Jim Downing put on the letter that you wrote, it's a passage of scripture. And that thanked my anticipation.
My name is Bill Zahn. I'm not the
We're going to do some things this week alphabetically. And we know where you'll be in the alphabet. The only person here whose last name begins with Z. Maybe we'll reverse that if it gets too bad. Well, now, we're not going to labor this just to fill time, but if there are two or three more. Hey, Dick?
My name is Dick Day. My wife, Lois, is from Concord, California. Two expectations I have tonight. The thing I like about the Navigators is the emphasis in front of the Word. When Navigators get together, they talk about the Word. I like that. And one expectation I have tonight is I'd like to hear how God has used the Word in specific instances in our personal lives. The other is how I've already been mentioned. How what we've learned in the Navigators, we have used to minister to others.
I think we ought to add, what do you do, Dick?
Long story. I'm retired now. I'm with the Navigators. Well, first of all, I first contacted you with Jim Hayden, then Richard Hightower, 4 years in the Navy, and with the Navs with Gossam and Lawrence Hattie, 1947 to 1950, and 11 years with the Navy with the Wycliffe Bible Translators in Mexico as a printer, my wife as a nurse. 21 years as a public high school teacher, teaching printing in Oakland. And as of September 1st, I've been called the pastor of the Lakeside Baptist Church in Oakland and director of the 4 Ethnic Ministry.
The Lakeside Baptist Church.
That's where we're married. 45 years ago, 8-8-88.
You mentioned Jim Hayden and Dick Hightower. Jim and Torty wrote that they would not be here, and there's a letter from them in the box. But Joyce Hightower will be here on Wednesday for the rest of the week. Okay.
I think one of the expectations being down is that our birthday, so we're looking forward to the God. I remember that first conference, along with small part of the
And Bob, what do you do now? Excuse me?
Philippians 1:6.
You want me to quote Philippians 1:6? That was the verse that John Dedrick gave me, the first verse I was ever given to memorize. And if I remember it right, in the King James, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Is that it, King James? Well, this has been rich, hasn't it? And we'll make plans from meeting to meeting. And at this point, I think we will proceed according to plan with Terry Taylor in the morning, followed by some more testimonies. Now, we may have to change this a little bit. We had a lot of good ones tonight. And I didn't think that we could get everybody in, so I wondered now what kind of procedure can we use, and that's the reason I ask everybody to give their birth date. And I thought, well, we'll start with the oldest. And I'd forgot that women don't have birthdays anymore. So I think what we're going to have to do is use the men's birth dates. And then they bring their wife up, and they don't have to disclose anything about the wife's age. But I think I know who the two that have the birth dates the farthest back are here tonight. I think I know who the three are. But now, will it be embarrassing if we just say now, anybody born, who was born before 1912? And Harold will raise his hand. So he'll be first. And then 1912, so we'll just eliminate. And now, is that fair? Because the rest of you, you know, you're going to be here for another reunion, but we won't be here, some of us there, so we get the preferential treatment. So in the morning, if your birth date was prior to 1912 or 1912, well, you'd be ready. And then if we don't have enough, we'll work on down to about 1915. Is that okay? Is that a fair way to go about it? Can we call on? Okay. Lauren Sonny, would you, let's all stand and would you say a word if you want to and then lead us in a closing word of prayer.
It's already been refreshing to Lucy and me just this evening. This is great. We're looking forward to the week. And right now, along with Roy and Jim for the dessert. So let me pray, and we'll all be excused to go downstairs to the King James, right?
I think it's probably outside.
Outside. Better still if it's not raining. Okay, let's pray. All of us will give testimony to you and praise your name tonight, Lord, that goodness and mercy has followed us all the days of our lives. And on top of that, we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We remember how David served his generation according to the will of God. And we are still here. We have a generation to serve. And I do pray this may be a time of renewal and refocusing, and in some cases recommitment, to the end that you will use us, Lord, to serve our generation, each one of us, according to your will. And as someone has said tonight, to renew again the fact that our whole life, from Christian life from beginning to end, is by grace through faith. Thank you for this evening. We commit this week to you. In Jesus' name, amen.